I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. I recently did a training on this topic in my Facebook group for female insurance agency owners, and it really applies to so many people in business. Kind of going off of the last episode, we were talking about where you should and shouldn't be investing in your business. And if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it because I think it's great. But one of the places you should be investing is obviously your team. But here is a little story or kind of concept that I did read in a book. It's called Clockwise by Mike Michalowicz. He's one of my favorite business book authors. And he talks about this idea that as an entrepreneur, you start a business and you usually are the first person that's just doing all the things, right? You're the technician, you are the person that came up with a product or know the service inside and out. You basically know all the things about your industry or the things that you're doing and why you started this business, and you're kind of the expert. And you spend a lot of time in the beginning being the person that's doing all of the things. And he talks about how you start doing all the things and suddenly you get to a point where you're like, wow, I really need to hire somebody to help me do all these things or to come on board to do all these things so I can start spending some more time being, you know, the business owner and the CEO and looking at some bigger picture things and whatnot. And you hire somebody. And then suddenly you turn into the phase of what he calls deciding. And at that point, you do have an employee or employees or a team or whatever you want to call it who are doing the things, right? You were able to train them. You had them learn how to do all the things that you were doing. And now you are in the deciding phase. The deciding phase is really the part where everybody's doing the things, but they still can't really make decisions for themselves. They still don't have ownership of their roles or their positions. They still don't know how to solve problems. They don't have the empowerment or maybe take the initiative to really make any decisions on behalf of your business. And so when things come up and they're not sure what to do, they come to you and they're constantly asking you questions. And now you are just sitting there being kind of a decision maker all day long or deciding for them. And what happens is you're sitting there making all these decisions all day and you're like, oh, for the love of God, if I'm going to have to do all these decisions and make all these things and be bothered by making all these decisions, I might as well just do the work myself. And so what do? You go fire everybody, you go back to the doing phase and you're like, I'm just going to do this myself. And then what happens? You start to get burnt out because you're doing all the things and you're like, you know what? I really need to hire somebody, right? And so all of a sudden you're back to the doing and then deciding and the doing, the deciding. And it's just like this vicious cycle that never ends. And really, there's two more phases to this where you really want to be progressing to. The third phase would be once you've been to the point where you've been deciding, you start to figure out how to really create departments or department leaders or leaders in your business who can make these decisions for the business that you trust with some guidance and with practice will be able to take on the doing and the deciding for you and really move them into a stage where, you know, they're doing those things. And now you can move up to a phase called delegating. The delegating phase is where you start to become someone who is trying to find and work out a system and really like a company framework of who needs to be in what position, what roles you need, what are they supposed to be doing, what results are they supposed to be providing for your business, and how can they start taking ownership and really just delegating that to them, right? So you're in the phase of really delegating this to your team. And when you can get to a point where you say, hey, you've been doing such a good job. You're able to make decisions on behalf of the company. I trust you. Even if you make mistakes, like, I know that you are someone who's loyal. You're someone that wants the best for the company. You show up, you take initiative, you're innovative. You are able to represent us in the best possible way. You mentor other people. You really show signs of a leader, all of these things, right? I want you to take ownership of this role. I want you to bring me these results. You are responsible for these results. I'm empowering you to be able to take on this position, this role, this department, whatever you know you need to call it or what have you, depending on your size, business, industry, and say, this is now yours. And at that point, when you can do that enough that you take everything off your plate from the doing and deciding, you and be able to delegate this to them, you now can move on to the ultimate phase of doing business as a CEO and entrepreneur, and that is the designing phase. And it doesn't mean that you don't do a little bit of all these phases while you're starting your business and while you're growing and scaling your business and while you're trying to find people to delegate to. However, when you can ultimately get to a point where all you're doing in your business is designing, then you have much more truly, in my eyes at least, and in Mike's eyes too, it feels like, you've really kind of made it. And at that point, you are now spending time on trying to figure out how to scale your business. How do you improve the products or service you have? How do you increase profit margins? How do you expand into other locations or other products and services that you can provide? How do you really perfect and create this business and be the person that's designing the things kind of behind the scenes as a CEO, right? And that's where I think all of us, when we start a business, really think we are from day one, or even before we open the doors to our business, right? We're like, hey, we're a CEO, we're an entrepreneur, we're a business owner. Like, I got this. I get to make decisions. I get to build. I get to dream and scale and grow and come up with all these ideas and be the visionary. And the reality is that 99% of people that are small business owners are still doing a lot of the work, because they can't trust somebody. They just don't know how to lead. They don't know how to build a team. They're struggling with all of these things, and they just get stuck in the hamster wheel and cycle of the doing and the deciding. And my goal at some point in my first initial business, I was like, this is not why I started my business, right? I started my business because I wanted freedom. And that freedom meant that I have freedom with my time. I get to wake up when I want. Not exactly yet, because I do have 3 small children. I got to wake up and take care of them. However, I get to decide then what I do with my day. And I get to design my life. I get to design my business to be able to do what it is that I want it to do. And I'm not just buying myself a job that has more risk, that has maybe longer hours, that sometimes is making you less money than the money you were making before you decided to be an entrepreneur. Right? And that's keeping you up at night and all of these things. And now you're sitting here doing the job of an employee, or you're building a team, and all of a sudden you have employees making more money than you. And that probably hit some of you pretty hard, because you are the business owner and you've got to pay your employees first, right? You got to make sure they're taken care of. But when you are able to get through these phases and really understand what they are and where you are within this cycle, you can start making a plan, a strategic plan, to move up into the different phases. And I would love to know from you, please reach out. I always love to engage. What phase are you in? I have a really great graphic about this and an Instagram post about this on my Instagram. You can find me at Unburden Your Business, or you can search Cassidy Arbelli. And it's a great graphic. I am going to actually reshare it today, so it'll be in my stories if you want to go ahead and take a look at it. It really kind of gives you a visual to what I've been talking about today. But I really wanted to talk about this because when I first heard this, you know, way back when, it was such an eye-opener for me. I was like, oh my goodness, I am totally stuck in this doing deciding phase and this, you know, cycle that I really want to get out of. And so that's when I started learning, okay, how do I start to delegate? And when I was able to kind of do that, I was like, okay, I'm in the designing phase. Like, what does that look like for me? What do I want that to be? And with every business I opened after that, I immediately went through these cycles much faster than I did when I first initially started and when I first initially learned about this a little bit. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, if you have any questions or just want to let me know what phase you're in and how it's going, please reach out to me and I will catch you next week.